Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Please be seated. My dear sisters, all the time we are in touch with human pain and suffering.
我们时时都是碰触到人的痛苦。
We are suffering in our own lives, and we see suffering in the lives of others.
我们见到我们生命里面自己的痛苦，和他人的痛苦。
As oblates, we have dedicated our life for the vulnerable, for those who are in pain.
作为相见同心、如主权的成员，我哋系奉献我哋嘅生命，为嗰啲生命上破充满痛苦同埋破碎嘅人。
And therefore, we need to understand what is God's plan when it comes to our human suffering.
所以咧，我哋需要咧明白天主嘅旨意。有时当我哋遇到人嘅痛苦嘅时候。
Let us read for you from the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 15, verses
21 to 28.
The Canaanite woman's faith. Then Jesus went from that place and withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon.
耶稣离开那里，就退往提洛和七东一带去了。
And behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, son of David."
看，有一个帕勒罕妇人从那地方出来，喊说：主，达利之子，可怜我吧！
My daughter is tormented by a demon.
我的女儿被魔纠缠的好苦啊！
But he did not say a word in answer to her.
耶稣却一句话也不回答他。
His disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us."
他的门徒就上前求他说：打发他走吧，因为他在我们后面不停地喊叫。
He said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel."
耶稣回答说：我被派遣，只是为了以色列家迷失的羊。But
the woman came and did him homage, saying, "Lord, help me."
那妇人却前来叩拜他说：主，援助我吧。
He said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs."
耶稣回答说：拿儿女的饼扔给小狗是不对的。
She said, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters."
但他说：是啊，主，可是小狗也吃主人桌子上掉下来的碎屑。
Then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith."
耶稣回答他说：啊，妇人，你的信德真大。
Let it be done for you as you wish.
就如你所愿望的，给你成就吧。
And her daughter was healed from that hour.
从那时刻起，她的女儿就痊愈了。
The Gospel of the Lord.
上主的福音。主，我们赞美你。
My dear sisters.
我亲爱的姊妹。
A very difficult passage to interpret. But a mystery of suffering is unfolding in this passage. A Canaanite woman coming and asking Jesus to heal her daughter.
一个哈拉罕妇人嚟哀耶稣医佢嘅女。
Canaanite woman means not a Jew, a pagan woman.
Ha na hoan phu ren ne, chi khai wa m hai yau tai yan, hai ye ko ngoi pong yan.
Have pity on me, Lord, son of David, she cried out.
Khoi ha kam wa chi ren, ta mi chi chi ho ni ho ba.
And Jesus did not even look at her. Jesus ignored her totally. And then the disciples felt very sad. The disciples came recommending her case. Please do something for her. This woman is crying after her, after us. Then Jesus said, I am sent only to the people of the house of Israel. I'm not sent for her. I have nothing to do with her. First, it was indifference. Now a clear rejection. That he would not do anything for her. But this woman came after him. Please help me, she said. Now what Jesus said was very insulting. The bread of the children is not to be thrown to the dogs. The word dogs was a word used by the Jews to insult the pagans. We would not expect Jesus to use that word. And that also of a very poor, sick woman. First it was indifference. Then it was rejection. And now it is insult. How did this woman take it all? That is what is important for us to understand. How did this woman take the negative attitude of Jesus? This woman was not discouraged. She did not give up on Jesus. She continued coming after the Lord. Her faith was built up from one stage to the other. And finally Jesus said, "Oh woman, your faith is great." Let it happen to you as you asked. The daughter of this woman was healed. There is something mysterious that we find here. Jesus was building up the faith of this woman. Jesus said, "O woman, your faith is great." A great faith that Jesus saw in this woman. Like the faith of Abraham. Like the faith of Mother Mary. A great faith indeed. Jesus was raising her up as a great example for everyone in pain.
耶稣就高举这个女人作为一个善表，为所有痛苦中的人。
We might wonder why the Lord does not answer our prayer.
我们有时会觉得，为什么天主不答复我的祈祷呢？
We pray and we wait.
我们祈祷啦，等待啦。
But no answer from God.
但是他不答我。
But every such moment, the Lord is raising up our faith.
但每一次这样的情况呢，天主其实是建设我们的信德。The
Lord is allowing us to continue to trust in Him.
天主呢，容让我们继续去依赖祂。
A faith that receives everything that we ask for is not faith at all.
一个信德，如果能够接收到所有我们要得到的嘢咧，即刻得到咧，呢个唔系信德嚟嘅。Faith
would always wait.
信德时时都需要等待。And
Jesus makes her wait.
所以耶稣就让佢等待。
For the graces that Jesus wanted to give to her.
等待天主为佢所准备嘅大恩大德。
And she waited in prayer.
佢就喺祈祷中等待。
My dear sisters,
我亲爱的姊妹,
in the letter to Hebrews, there is a beautiful passage.
在希伯来人书呢，有一篇好靓嘅圣经啊。
Letter to Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 5 to 11.
在希伯来人书12章5至11节。
You have also forgotten the exhortation addressed to you as sons.
你们竟存忘了天主劝你们，好像劝子女的话说。
My son, do not disdain the discipline of the Lord.
我儿，不要轻视上主的惩戒。
For whom the Lord loves, he disciplines.
也不要厌恶他的谴责，因为上主惩戒他所爱的。
He scourges every son he acknowledges.
鞭打他所接管的每个儿子。
Endure your trials as discipline.
为接受惩戒，你们应该坚忍。
God treats you as sons.
因为天主对待你们，就如对待子女。
For what son is there whom his father does not discipline?
哪有儿子做父亲的不惩戒他呢？
If you are without discipline in which all have shared, you are not sons but bastards.
如果你们缺少众人所共受的惩戒，你们就是私生子而不是儿子。
Besides this, we have had our earthly fathers to discipline us, and we respected them.
再者，我们肉身的父亲惩戒我们时，我们尚且表示敬畏。
Should we not then submit all the more to the Father of spirits and live?
何况灵性的父亲，我们不是更该服从以得生活吗？
They disciplined us for a short time as seemed right to them, but he does so for our benefit, in order that we may share His holiness.
其实肉身的父亲只是在短暂的时日内，照他们的心意来施行惩戒。
At the time, all discipline seems a cause not for joy, but for pain, yet later it brings in peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who are trained by it.
固然各种惩戒在当时似乎不是乐事，而是苦事可事，以后却给那些这样受训练的人结出义德的和平果实。
There's a beautiful thought here.
哇，这个思念其实是好靓的。
Suffering is seen in the warm, in the context of the warm relationship between a father and son.
其实痛苦呢，系被视作呢， 天父天主同佢仔女之间一个好亲密嘅关系。
A father disciplining his son
系个爸爸惩戒个仔啊。
Disciplining is always painful
惩戒咧时时都好痛噶。
And yet disciplining is out of love
但惩戒咧系为咗爱。
There's a difference between disciplining and punishing.
惩戒呢和惩罚是有相是不同的。
We often speak of God punishing us.
我们很容易就说天主罚我。
That's a wrong way of looking at the sufferings of life.
这个是一个很错误的态度去面对痛苦。
God does not punish anyone.
天主咧从来都唔罚任何人。
It is not a punishing God whom Jesus came to reveal to us.
耶稣绝对唔系嚟揭示一个罚人嘅天主。
What's the difference between disciplining and punishing?
惩戒同埋惩罚有咩唔同咧
？I am punished for a mistake that I did.
我咧因为做错咗一件事，我受罚。
The punishment comes after the mistake.
那个惩罚呢，是在做错事之后发生的。
But discipline is different.
但惩戒就不同了吧。
What am I disciplined for?
我为什么要惩戒呢？
I'm disciplined for something special that is coming in the future.
我的惩戒呢，就是呢，为了一些将会来的一些重要的事件。
If I need to run in a race,
如果我需要去参加一个赛跑
，I need to be disciplined.
我需要咧系要咧有规律咁去受罚。
As the word of God tells us, disciplining is painful.
咁正如圣言话俾我哋听咧，惩戒本身系痛苦的。
But there is a reason for disciplining.
但系咧，俾你有呢一个嘅惩戒咧。
The reason is a victory that is coming ahead of me.
就为咗要获得咧，将会嚟到嘅胜利。
That victory that is waiting for me, I'm being trained for it.
所以天主就用惩戒嚟到训练你咧，好让你能够接收到为你准备咗嘅胜利。
And that's what disciplining is.
呢个就系真正嘅呢个惩戒嘅真正意思。
In punishment, there is always sadness and depression.
但惩罚咧，就时时咧系有忧伤同埋气馁嘅心态。
I'm punished for a mistake that I did.
我做错咗某样嘢，而我就受罚啦。
But in disciplining, there is hope.
但喺惩戒入边咧，就有希望嘅。
I'm being disciplined for something, some grace, some victory that is waiting for me.
我是为了我即将来临的胜利，伟大的胜利呢，而现在受到惩戒。
And this is the word used for suffering.
这个就是其实是用在痛苦的字眼。
God is behind every suffering.
天主是在所有的痛苦背后的。
God is disciplining me.
天主是惩戒我们。
圣保禄speaks something beautiful about this.
圣保禄有关这件事是说得很漂亮的。
Romans chapter 5 verses 3 onwards.
罗马书第五章第三节。
Not only that, but we even boast of our afflictions, knowing that affliction produces endurance, and endurance proven character, and proven character hope, a hope that does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us.
不但如此，我们连在磨难中也欢悦，因为我们知道磨难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生望德，望德不叫人蒙羞，因为天主的爱藉着所赐予我们的圣神而 已经住在我们心中了。
圣保罗 is telling us why we are disciplined。
圣保罗喺度就话紧俾我听，点解天主要惩戒我哋？
We are disciplined. We have suffering in our life for a special purpose.
我哋喺生命入边有痛苦有惩戒，系为咗一个好特别嘅目标。
Because that suffering brings about endurance.
因为喺磨难入边咧，就会带俾我哋坚忍。
Endurance brings about character.
忍耐咧就生老练啊。
Character brings about hope.
老年生望德
，hope that would never fail us。
望德不叫人蒙羞。
The ultimate purpose of all disciplining is a hope that is rooted in the love of the Lord。
所有嘅惩戒最终咧，就系令你有一个建基于天主嘅望德。
If a child is given everything the child is asking for。
如果有细路仔问亲要攞乜，你都俾佢嘅话咧
，the child will be spoiled。
你就系纵坏咗呢个细路仔。
Because everything is given to the child。
因为我要乜就得乜。
The child is to be denied certain things。
有时咧，必须要制止唔俾某啲嘢俾个小朋友嘅。
Things that are not good for the child。
凡系为佢唔好嘅。
And thus the child would know everything is not good for me.
咁所以細路仔會知道乜嘢係唔好。
The child will come to a realization of what is good and what is bad.
佢就識得分辨乜嘢係好，乜嘢係壞。
If everything is given, the child would never be able to make out what is right and what is wrong.
但如果佢有求必應咧，呢個細路仔就唔識得分辨好壞啦。
Therefore, disciplining is necessary.
所以咧，惩戒系必须啊。
And we read in the letter of Saint James.
咁雅各伯书。
James chapter 1 verse 2.
第一章第二节。
James chapter 1 verse 2. Consider it all joy, my brothers, when you encounter various trials.For you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance, and let perseverance be perfect, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing.
几时你们落在各种试探里，要认为是大喜乐，因为你们应知道你们的信德受过考验，才能生出坚忍。但这坚忍又必须有完美的实行。好使你们既成全而又完备，毫无缺欠。
Saint James tells us all the disciplining is to be looked at as joy。
雅各伯话俾我哋听咧，当我哋落喺各种试探入边咧，就要认为系大喜乐喎。
All the suffering that God gives us is to be welcomed with joy。
所以我哋要以喜乐咧。去欢迎天主俾我哋嘅一切痛苦。
Because we are being disciplined.
因为天主而家就系惩戒紧我哋。
In order that we may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing.
好使到我哋既成全而又完备，毫无缺欠。
Our complete perfection is God's aim.
我哋嘅成全咧，其实系天主创造我哋嘅目标。
God is making us more and more perfect in our character.
天主咧系修炼我哋嘅性格咧，使到佢越嚟越成全。
So we have very clearly an explanation here for our suffering.
呢度咧就对痛苦咧有个好清晰嘅解释。
This is what happened to the Canaanite woman.
呢个就系呢个哈纳罕妇人所发生嘅事。
Her faith was tested.
她的信德受到测试
and her faith became great.
然后她的信德就越来越大
O woman, your faith is great, Jesus said.
耶稣说女人你的信德真大
And Jesus himself spoke about it.
这个是耶稣自己讲的
In John chapter 15.
在约望第十五章
John chapter 15 verses 1 on
第一节
Jesus said in John chapter 15, verses 1 onwards, I am the true vine and my Father is the vine dresser.
我是真葡萄树，我父是园丁。
He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and everyone that does bear fruit he prunes, that it may bear more fruit.
凡在我身上不结实的枝条，他便剪了；凡结实的，他就清理，使他结更多的果实。
You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you.
你们因我对你们所讲的话已是清洁的了。你们住在我内，我也住在你们内。
Jesus is telling us that He is the main stem of the vine and we are the branches.
耶稣告诉我们，祂是真正的葡萄树，而我们是枝条。
We sprout up and we grow rooted in the main stem.
我们能够成长，就是因为我们是植根于主干那里。
And the Father comes to the vineyard. There's a sharp knife in the hands of the Father. First, He will cut away the dried up wicks. That is understandable. The dried up wicks are a burden for the vine.
因为不结实的枝条，为那棵葡萄树是重担来的。
But then Jesus said the Father will apply the knife to the branches that thrive.
但耶稣说，天父都会用一把利剑，都会剪那些结实的枝条。
Why does the Father do this?
为什么天父要这样？
This is what is called pruning. It's not good for the branch to grow wild. A branch has to be pruned in order that it may be ready to bear fruit. Every suffering that comes our way, we need to look at it all as pruning. We are being pruned that we may bear more fruit. What are the fruits that Jesus speaks about? Jesus speaks about the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Love and peace and joy.
爱、平安和喜乐。
Patience, goodness and kindness.
忍耐、良善、慈悲。
Self-control, faithfulness and gentleness.
自制、忠信和温良。
These nine fruits of the Holy Spirit.
这个是圣神的九种果实。
These fruits must be born in us. How will these fruits be born in us? When we are being pruned through suffering. Jesus is revealing to us what's the meaning of our suffering. When suffering comes our way, we are discouraged. When rejections come our way, we are upset. When there is a physical pain in our body, we get dispirited. We complain to God. God, why do you do this to me? Why am I suffering so much? Why are you punishing me like this? Very clearly the word of God is telling us.
好清楚知道圣灵话俾我哋听。
That suffering is not a punishment of God.
痛苦绝对唔系天主对我哋嘅惩罚。
Rather, suffering is meant to prune us, to discipline us, that we may bear fruit.
痛苦其实就是天主要来清理我们修剪我们使到我们能够结出果实
And this is a lesson that we need to learn from the lips of Jesus
这些我们必须要在耶稣的口中去学习
In order to understand this we need to see our suffering connected with the cross of Jesus
我想要能够理解这个重要的信息我们必须望住痛苦的时候要望到他同十字架的关系
First Peter chapter 4 verse 13
八多禄前书第四章
chapter 4 verses 12 onwards Beloved, do not be surprised that a trial by fire is occurring among youAs if something strange were happening to you.
亲爱的，你们不要因为在你们中有试探你们的烈火而惊异，好像遭遇了一件新奇的事。
But rejoice to the extent that you share in the sufferings of Christ, so that when His glory is revealed, you may also rejoice exceedingly.
反而要喜欢因为分受了基督的苦难，这样好使你们在他光荣显现的时候也能欢喜踊跃。
If you are insulted for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you.
如果你们为了基督的名字受人辱骂，便是有福的。因为光荣的神，即天主的神，就安息在你们身上。
What St. Peter says is something very significant.
圣伯多禄所讲的嘢咧，系非常之重要的
Every suffering is a share that Jesus gives us in His suffering.
每一个痛苦咧。我们都是分享了耶稣基督的痛苦
Every suffering whether it is a mental tension or bodily pain it is to be seen connected with the cross of Jesus
所有的痛苦无论是身体上面的病痛或者是精神上面的焦虑痛苦我们都要必须从十字架的角度去看
Every pain is a share in the cross of Jesus
因为每一个痛苦我们就是分受着十字架上基督的痛苦
And this we need to understand well
这个我们必须好好地明白
When a suffering comes to me, where do I stand?
当痛苦来到的时候我站在什么位置啊
Say, for example, I am misunderstood.
譬如有人误解咗我啦。
And often we are misunderstood.
系咁好多时都被误解噶咯嗬。
Even the best of our intentions could be misinterpreted.
就算我系用最好嘅动机咧，都会被误解噶嘛。
And our heart burns with pain.
于是我哋嘅心咧就都痛到所以火烧。
At that moment, I should place myself in praetorium near the judgment seat of Pilate.
咁喺呢一个咁嘅情况下边咧，我必须咧将我摆喺比拉多嗰个审判台嗰度。
That's where Jesus stood.
嗰度耶稣就企在度受。
That's where Jesus heard the unjust judgment of Pilate.
在那里耶稣听到比拉多不公义的判准
Pilate said this man is not guilty at all
比拉多很清晰地说这个人在这个人身上找不到任何罪状
But finally Pilate said go and crucify
him 但是结论就是将他带去
If he's not guilty why should he be crucified
如果没有罪为什么要钉死他
Pilate wasscared of the Jews.
比拉多害怕啲猶太人
That the Jews could appeal to Caesar. Therefore, Pilate pronounced that unjust judgment. When I visited the Holy Land, there's a very special place there. The judgment seat where Pilate sat judging Jesus is still there. The place is called Praetorium. And there is a pavement stone there underneath. The stone that is there even today, that stone is where Jesus really stood.
咁咧，直到今日咧，呢一塊石頭都保存喺度，因為係耶穌就係企喺呢塊石上邊受審。
Listening to the judgment of Peter of Pilate.
聽住比拉多嘅判詞。
I bent over, I touched on that stone.
神父咧就烏低身去觸摸呢一塊耶穌企過嘅石頭。
And I said to Jesus.
他告訴耶穌聽,
Master, I will not complain anymore.
師父,我不再投訴任何人啊。
Whatever people think of me,
無論人們怎樣想我呢?
Whatever judgments people pronounce against me,
無論人們怎樣審判我呢?
I offer it all to you.
我都奉獻給你。
Whether people judge me good or bad, I will not be hurt. Because you were not hurt. You offered it all to the Heavenly Father. I will have no complaints on my lips anymore. My dear sisters, often we complain. Why do we complain? Because we do not take that pain as the pain connected as a share in the cross of Jesus. When there is a pain on our hand, I must place my hand on the cross. That's where the hand of Jesus was placed. And a nail was pierced. Driven into the palm of Jesus. When I have a pain on my hand, I must know I am given a share in that pain of the cross of Jesus. When there is a pain in my body, I must bring myself to the pillar where Jesus was flogged. Every cell of the body of Jesus was bruised and burning with pain. But Jesus did not complain. He accepted all that pain from the hands of the Heavenly Father. And this is what you and I must be doing. Every suffering is a share in the cross of Jesus. And Jesus said it so clearly. Jesus said, all things have been handed over to me. What are the all things being handed over to Jesus? All the pain and sin in the world is handed over to Jesus. That's what Prophet Isaiah had said. The Savior is coming. The Savior will take upon Himself all our sin and all our pain. That's what Jesus did. He took upon Himself all our pain and all our sin. So when there is a pain in my body, I must make myself stand near the cross of Jesus. And I must tell Jesus, this is a share you are giving me in your pain. I take this pain from your hand. I have no complaints at all. I trust in your mercy and power. My dear sisters, in our next class, we will deal with how to take the pain of our life. Because we are people who handle pain all the time. Our own pain and the pain of others. And we should have a very clear idea of what's the meaning of pain in human life. Only then will we be able to understand the value of the sufferings of Jesus. Let's close our eyes for a moment. Whatever painful memories of your past are there on your mind, offer to Jesus. The painful memories of the past that hurt you even today. We ask the question, how could she do this to me? We do not question anymore. We accept our suffering from the hands of God. Because there's a very clear plan for every pain that God gives us. Jesus, you are inviting me to share in your cross. Let me come to you and hold on to your cross. And find my joy in your presence. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.